Time now to read from some of your letters and comments about our program.
Earlier this week, we spoke to Philip Mirofsky, a Notre Dame economist, about his new book, Science Mart, Privatizing American Science. In it, he argues the quest for profits is leading the U.S. away from important scientific discoveries and threatening America's scientific dominance.
Price Waterhouse released a study last year that said that the biotech model has failed. That is, not churning out new drugs. And as a whole, the sector is not profitable. This is not the kind of model that you could have a whole science base built upon.
Well, some of you disagreed with Mirofsky. We received this response from a listener who logged on to our website as guest two. I would urge Professor Mirofsky to see what's going on at some of the big Boston hospitals, like Mass General and Brigham and Women's, and the other academic medical centers that are funded by the National Institutes of Health, and that continue to translate basic science into actual treatments.
But another listener, guest three, agreed with Mirofsky. As a veteran of Brigham and Women's and Mass General for almost 20 years, I can say good science rarely comes out of these institutions. What they're good at is attracting grants and developing and applying cutting-edge technologies. But at the end of the day, this rarely leads to any real progress. Guest three asks, are treatments for heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease substantially different than they were 10 or 15 years ago?
We also heard from a lot of you about our conversation last week about the fertility industry. In that show, we talked about the case of Ben Seisler, a Boston lawyer and a former sperm donor who logged on to the donor sibling registry to learn how many kids he'd actually fathered.
Later, I found out there were 20 kids. And 25, and to date, I know of around 70 kids.
So should there be limits on how much money donors receive and on the number of sperm donations? Of course there should be. That from Emma Hartnell Baker, who writes, it's ridiculous that the U.S. isn't addressing these issues as most other countries are.
Lex Parent found the Seisler story disturbing and writes, the high number of children from a single donor is inconsistent with best practices, which would limit children conceived from a donor to 10 families. Lex Parent says, it's important to remember that people like Seisler are genetic donors, not fathers.
Finally, we spent a lot of time this week talking about baseball as we followed the painful collapse of the Red Sox. But on Wednesday, our talk with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield strayed into the world of cricket. That's because Bill told us about the City of Needham's recent 300th anniversary celebration.
Last Sunday, they had a cricket match and as part of that celebration.
As they do in Needham.
And which they hadn't for 100 years. And it was quite a show, I have to say. And about 100-odd people from Needham showed up and scratched their heads and wondered what the heck they were watching.
So I'm thinking if the Red Sox lose, maybe a lot more people will be playing cricket. What do you think? We heard from Rajan, who gently admonished us.
I'm glad you had a good laugh discussing a game that you probably never have tried to understand, he wrote.
Rajan noted that we were talking about this right after our discussion of the Red Sox and their slim prospects of becoming world champions again. So how many countries play baseball? Asks Rajan. When India became world champions of cricket this year, there were 14 teams from almost all the continents.
Rajan says, it's time to open up our minds.
Well, if you want to help us open up our minds, fire away. And of course, Rajan's right about cricket.
And we always appreciate your comments, your praise,
and your admonishments.
And you can find all the ways to contact us on our website, radioboston.org. Up next, the Boston Symphony Orchestra opens tonight without a conductor, but with one of classical music's biggest stars. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.